أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تتقوا الله يجعل لكم فرقانا ويكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويغفر لكم والله ذو الفضل العظيم. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 29 of Surah Al-Anfal. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addresses the believers once again, and Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O those who have brought iman, in tattaqullah, if you fear Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, if you have the taqwa of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. On many occasions we had discussed that there are different ways that people or ulama will describe taqwa. One is the consciousness of Allah Rabbul Izzat in the heart. One is the fear of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Some have said it is piety. Hazrat Anwi Rahimahumullah has given a definition of taqwa, that quality that lies in the heart of a person by which a person keeps away from sin, the disobedience of Allah, and by which a person fulfills the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If this quality comes within that person, in this ayah Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given three virtues. One virtue, يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will make for him a furqan. Furqan actually refers to a differentiator, something by which we can see the difference. The difference between haqq and batil. Some mufassirin have stated that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, few ayats after this, Allah Ta'ala speaks about yawm al-furqan, yawm al-taqal jama'an. Furqan, al-furqan, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has described the battle of Badr. In other words, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's nusrat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's help would always be with them, that on the one hand, they will be able to overpower the enemy in far as insan is concerned, the other, the enemy in far as shaitan is concerned. Some ulama have stated that this furqan that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about is a noor, a light that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala places in the heart, by which a person develops the wisdom and the intelligence to see right from wrong, and hence the person then will keep away from the wrong and travel and traverse on the path of righteousness and the path of haqq, and of course the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The second is وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will expiate your سَيِّئَات. Sayyi'at in the context in this ayat refers to your slips, your errors that you have been making. It is natural, insan is insan, and the result of insan would be that there would be errors. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam were infallible, they were sinless, but the rest of insan, we are prone to commit mistakes, we are prone to slip, we are prone to err. And those erring ways of ours, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will forgive. Now one way that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would forgive is Allah Ta'ala forgives that free of charge. Nothing from our side, through the grace of and mercy of Allah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgives. Some ulama have stated, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give them the tawfiq of carrying out such deeds that will create that forgiveness. A person performs wudu, the minor sins when he washes his face, for example, the minor sins of the face, of that is, of the eyes, of the nose, of the mouth, of the ears, all of that is forgiven. One washes the hands, the minor sins of the hands are forgiven. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us then the tawfiq to carry out those deeds, and by that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgives. Or the first interpretation, Allah Ta'ala forgives free of charge because of that quality of taqwa. The third, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala would forgive you. Now when Allah Ta'ala has forgiven the slips and the errors, then ya wa yaghfir lakum refers to the major sins, in that a person erred, he slept, he committed a major sin, that also Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will forgive. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahab rahimahumullah has stated that wa yaghfir lakum here more on the day of Qiyamah. It is that time when we require the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over there blanketly. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive that individual, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not take that person to task. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes the verse, and Allah says, Wallahu dhul fadlil azim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of great grace. The word fadl from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side refers to nothing that we do from our side for Allah Ta'ala to either reward us or Allah Ta'ala to forgive us. One is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala recompenses us, Allah Ta'ala gives us because of our deeds. But Wallahu dhul fadlil azim is showing that Allah Ta'ala is so great in Allah Ta'ala's grace, in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's forgiveness, that we do nothing and Allah Ta'ala forgives. That is the might and that is the power and that is the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant all of this to us also. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.